This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The FBI released a newly declassified 16-page document related to logistical support provided to two of the Saudi hijackers in the run-up to the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks. The document released on the 20th anniversary of the attacks is the first investigative record to be disclosed since U.S. President Joe Biden ordered a declassification review of materials that for years have remained out of public view. The document describes contacts the hijackers had with Saudi associates in the U.S., but offers no evidence the Saudi government was complicit in the plot. The Saudi government has long denied any involvement. The world solemnly marked the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks with grief for lost lives and shattered American unity. The commemorations that unfolded Saturday came just weeks after the bloody end of the Afghanistan war that was launched in response to the terror attacks. Victims' relatives and four U.S. presidents paid respects at the sites where hijacked planes killed nearly 3,000 people in the deadliest act of terrorism on American soil. The others gathered for observances from Portland, Maine to Guam, or for volunteer projects on what became a day of service in the U.S. foreign leaders, and expressed sympathy over an attack that happened to the U.S. Warning that the nation was falling into division and extremism, former President George W. Bush appealed Saturday for a return to the spirit of cooperation that emerged almost instantaneously after the attacks, delivering the keynote address at the National Memorial to the victims of Flight 93 who forced down their airplane hijacked by Al-Qaeda terrorists.